welcome to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. Here's your host, Chris Grum.
And I kind of feel like a broken record because it seems like every time we do one of these breaking news podcasts, I have to remind you that we do our regular podcasts every Friday at noon Central Time. And I also seem to always be doing these on Thursdays, but I'm not complaining because they're always good news. And today we are finally able to confirm something that we have been talking about, I think, for the better part of a year, and now it has officially been announced. So let's get to that breaking news.
This is Premier Custom Travel Breaking News.
Thank you, Abby. We are very excited to finally announce that we will have yet another cruise line sailing out of Galveston when MSC Cruises arrives in Texas in the fall of 2025. Now, for those of you that follow us or our emails and our social media posts and our podcasts and so forth, we have been teasing this for, I think, the better part of a year. And it feels like we first reported, gosh, right around a year ago, that MSC was in negotiation with the Galveston Wharves folks to build a fourth terminal down in Galveston. Now, we have not officially heard word from Galveston Wharves. However, MSC today announced that they are sailing from Galveston year-round beginning in November of 2025. And not only are they coming to Galveston, they are bringing us one of their brand new ships. So Texas continues to lead the way in cruising outside the state of Florida. Not only do we get new cruise lines, but we also get the newest ships. And this follows in the heels of Carnival bringing Jubilee and Royal Caribbean building a new terminal and bringing us an Oasis class ship. MSC will be bringing us MSC Seascape. Now, this is a ship that is quite literally just over a year old. And so we are very excited to have one of the newest ships in the MSC fleet coming to Galveston in the fall of 2025. And again, sailing year round. So let's talk a bit about the ship and the itineraries. So first of all, we're going to get to the itinerary. And I know I'm going to get some pushback on this because there's just one itinerary that the ship will be doing. And that is 7-night cruises to the Western Caribbean, Costa Maya, Roatan, and Cozumel. So 2 stops in Mexico and 1 stop in Honduras. And every time we talk about the itineraries out of Galveston, somebody in the back raises a hand and says, why don't they go anywhere else? And so again, for those of you that have heard this explanation, please pardon me for a moment. But the reason is, number one, the ship is a large ship, and the larger ships cannot tender. So that limits the places they can go. Then geographically, there's only so many places the ships can go within a 7-day time frame. And last but not least, you have to take into considerations of the ports and what ports can handle X number of ships on any given day. And so Cozumel, for example, you may see 6, 7, 8 ships there in any given day. And so it's a place where multiple ships can go. There are certain ports in the Caribbean and in Europe and all over the world, for that matter, where only 1 or 2 ships can go a day. So that, again, limits where you can go and when you can go. So it's a bit of a juggling act creating these itineraries. However, I think you'll discover, much like some of our larger ships that are already in Galveston, the ship is the destination in this particular case, and you do get to go to some amazing places with Costa Maya, Cozumel, and Roatan. So the ship will arrive on November the 9th. That will be the first sailing out of Galveston in 2025, so almost 2 years from now. What would that be? I guess a year and 10 months, something like that. So again, November the 9th is the first sailing, and then she will do nothing but 7-night cruises every single week. And again, staying with us year-round, which is a big commitment from a cruise line that has never sailed from Texas before. And they have announced itineraries all the way through early November of 2026. So essentially about a year's worth of itineraries have been announced. They've got holiday sailings. There's a Christmas sailing that departs on the 21st of December in 2025, a New Year's Eve sailing that departs on the 28th of November. Spring Break 2026, already available, depending on which week your school is out. There's a sailing on the week of the 8th of March, the 15th of March, 22nd of March. You've also got all the summer cruises in 2026 available. Thanksgiving week in 2025 is open for sale. By the way, all of these are open for sale right now. So if you're curious about trying a cruise line you've never tried before, and I know some of you are already fans of MSC and are super excited that they're coming, Well, bookings are open right now. And MSC, as other cruise lines do, they have your typical staterooms, your interiors, ocean views, balconies, and suites, and so forth. But they have a whole new distinction in their suite category. It's called the MSC Yacht Club. And it's something that I actually got to experience on one of their ships. And it's been quite a while ago. I think I sailed with MSC, 11 years ago, maybe, on MSC Divina when she was brand new. And I will tell you, number one, their ships are absolutely stunning on the inside. Divina had Swarovski crystal staircases, just absolutely beautifully appointed. But I will tell you that the experience in that yacht club is unbelievable. It is essentially a ship within a ship. If you're familiar with, say, Norwegian's Haven, it's a similar concept. The idea behind it being that you're in an exclusive club. You're in your own yacht, so to speak. You have your own restaurant. You have your own courtyard and pool area. It's basically, there's areas that are just for you as a suite guest. And that restaurant on MSC Divina, and hopefully it's the same on board MSC Seascape when it comes to Galveston, that restaurant in the yacht club was outstanding. And it was one of those restaurants where you don't need reservations. You come in whenever you want to, and they always have a table for you. But the yacht club product is second to none. And so I would highly recommend, if it's within your budget, check that out because you will really enjoy it. MSC also does, with their pricing, different levels of package inclusions. So you can do a base fare, which would include just the basics you would see on any cruise, or we can build into the packages and add on things like drinks and Wi-Fi and so forth. So that's one of the nice things about MSC is it's kind of customizable. Now, let's talk a bit about the ship itself. So it is the MSC Seascape. And the Seascape was launched in 2022, so literally about a year and a little bit of change old, and maybe not even that. She has 11 dining venues, 20 bars and lounges, over 300 entertainment activities on board, and I'm going to talk about a couple of them because they're super cool. You've got the casino, of course, with over 200 signature games, 13 pools and water features, and then you've got the yacht club with 131 special suites. Now, let's talk about just a couple of the things on board. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things first, which is food. You have all sorts of great dining on board. Of course, your main dining room and your buffet areas and things like that are included in your fare. Then they have some wonderful specialty restaurants, things like the Butcher's Cut Signature Steakhouse, the Kaito Sushi Bar. They have a restaurant that will probably be the first place I will stop called Hola. I bet you can guess what kind of food they serve at Hola. And then, of course, you've got some other dining venues and bars across the entire ship. And by the way, this is a ship that was inspired by New York City. And I think originally their plan was to sail from New York. Well, New York's loss is Galveston's gain. So this ship is kind of designed after the city that never sleeps, the idea being always something going on around the ship. Now, as far as signature experiences go, there's a couple that I want to mention right off the bat. One of the things you will immediately see when you see this ship is up on the top deck, there's this orange, copperish-looking arm with seats on it. And that is the first robotic coaster at sea. It's called Robotron. And it is a state-of-the-art robotic arm that delivers a one-of-a-kind thrill ride 175 feet above the sea. You get 360-degree views because you're basically soaring over the deck, flipping upside down, and moving in all directions. You may have seen similar types of arms, like at the top of the Stratosphere in Vegas. This is the same concept. You sit in it, it spins you around and does all that, and that is just one of the thrills on board the ship. Now, that might not be for everybody. Some of us might be a little afraid of heights, or maybe we're not the right height requirement to get on there. Well, so let's get to the littles for a minute, because they have a wonderful Pirate's Cove Aqua Park. And this has to be seen to believe, because it really is like a water park on a ship to a degree that I have rarely seen on board a ship. It really does look like they took a water park and set it on top of the ship. It's not just a splash zone or just a tiny this or that. It is very impressive. Now, if you want to take it a little bit easier, they have the Aria Spa, and that's one of my favorite places to go on any cruise ship, and MSC has got some great spa opportunities. Another place I like to go, and I mentioned it earlier, the casino, that's on board as well, and that is just a taste of some of the things that will be on board MSC Seascape when she arrives in Texas. So once again, recapping the news, MSC Cruises will be joining our other lines, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Disney Cruise Line, Princess Cruises, and Norwegian Cruise Line. MSC will become the sixth cruise line sailing from Galveston currently, and not only are they coming in the fall of 2025, but they are coming year-round with a brand new ship. So we are super excited to welcome MSC Seascape to Galveston. Once again, these itineraries are on sale now. If you would like to see the schedule and the dates that the ship will be sailing from Texas, you can get that on our website. Just go to premiercustomtravel.com/Galveston. And everything you need will be right there, and you can even download a copy of the schedule. We hope to get you on board this brand new ship. Welcome to Galveston MSC Cruises.
Thanks for listening to The Itinerary, the official travel podcast presented by Premier Custom Travel. You can view the schedule of upcoming podcasts or listen to previous episodes on demand by visiting our website at premiercustomtravel.com/The Itinerary. Join us next time for another edition of The Itinerary.